A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son. You are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's first reading, we see God's promise to King David through the prophet Nathan that he would raise up an heir after David, sprung from his own loins, make his kingdom firm. He will build a house to my name. I will make his royal throne firm forever. It would have been much easier for him to say to David, "And I'll do it now so that you can see it, so that you can feel it, so that you can rejoice to see the temple built, to see your son on that throne." But no, God wanted King David to have that faith. It wouldn't even be his son Solomon who would fulfill these promises, but it would be his far later ancestor, Joseph, and then Jesus. In the same way, we have the figure of Abraham, mentioned to us by Paul in the second reading, that he would become the father of many nations, this man who at 75 had yet to bear a son. And yet Abraham believed in the Lord, even though that promise was still going to be a long way off. He believed even 10 years later when no child had yet come. And the angels visited and said, "A year from now, you're 6-year-old or wife at 91 would conceive her first son by you." And then later, to sacrifice Isaac, to be willing to do it, Abraham continued to believe. And that was credited to him as righteousness. He was just because of his faith, which allowed the opening for the Lord to do wondrous things in Abraham. Today we celebrate another father of faith. We celebrate someone who, like David, was willing to await the fulfillment of the promise, who, like both David and Abraham, had that type of total trust in the Lord. St. Joseph, our foster father in the faith, Jesus' foster father, who raised him to be a man according to his humanity, a real man of God, and seeks to raise us according to our humanity, like he helped to raise Jesus. Joseph was called by St. Matthew a just man, a righteous man, someone who was made righteous, right with God by faith. You know, we have to ask ourselves the question, why didn't the Archangel Gabriel come to Mary before she was betrothed to Joseph? Great mystery. She could have been a single mom. The mystery of the incarnation still would have occurred. But God waited to that time in Jewish matrimonial law after they had exchanged consent, but before they would live together, for the fullness of time to occur. It's a great mystery there, but it's also a great lesson for us in terms of God's plan about the importance of the family. But there was also something else that goes on, a great mystery, part of what we celebrate today. Why didn't the angel Gabriel appear to Saint Joseph earlier? He appears to Mary and she says yes. Why doesn't the archangel Gabriel go immediately to Saint Joseph and say, by the way, today I visited your wife according to the law, and she today conceived the Messiah within her womb by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are one day going to name him Jesus. Don't be afraid, Joseph. That would have solved a lot of angst in Joseph's righteous heart. But no, he instead waited. Waited probably until Mary returned from the visitation, visibly pregnant. Waited until he had to have his heart put in a blender, wondering what to do with a woman whom he so much respected and thought was righteous, but according to common sense knew that there was only one way she could have become pregnant. She hadn't said a word to him. She was just meditating it upon it in the heart. And he, even though she had conceived a child from some other means than through him, meaning she could have been stoned to death for adultery, he decided to just dismiss her quietly, lest she be killed. But he knew that it wouldn't be right in that circumstance, because apparently she had become one flesh with somebody else. All of that could have been preserved had the archangel Gabriel came initially to Saint Joseph before he would have had that terrible shock of seeing Mary's expanded belly and wondering how his beautiful wife, whom he always thought was totally virtuous, could have conceived. But God in his plan waited. Why did he wait? Ultimately, for Joseph's own good, to help Joseph grow in faith. It would have been somewhat easier if the archangel Gabriel had tipped him off. But it was after that initial shock that he came. And we see how Joseph responded. He responded as a person of faith ought to. When the archangel Gabriel appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid. Don't have any hesitation to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it's through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. When the archangel Gabriel appeared to Mary, she, with incredible faith, asked a question of how. Not whether or if, but just about the agency. How will this be that I will conceive a son, since I will not know man? In other words, she was a consecrated virgin. She wasn't going to be capable, even though she was married, of conceiving a child in a normal way. And so she asked whether her vow would need to be broken in order to fulfill the Lord's plans. She asked that question how. She didn't doubt in the least, but she wanted to know how the Lord would pull it off. Totally fine under faith to ask that question of how. That's not a doubt at all. But Joseph didn't even ask how. Could have easily said, how did the Holy Spirit help her conceive? Let me get my finite brain around that mystery. Can you tell me, how is that even possible? No. Just says that when he awoke from the dream, and it's one of the most beautiful phrases in all of sacred scripture, when Joseph awoke, he did as the Son of Man, as the angel of the Lord had commanded. Joseph was a man of action. He's a man who just did the will of God. And what an incredible, beautiful example for us to respond to the Lord in that way. And this wasn't a one-time occurrence for Joseph. Pope John Paul II, in his beautiful apostolic exhortation on St. Joseph as the custodian of the Redeemer, the guardian of the Redeemer, said, Joseph is obedience incarnate. He enfleshed that type of response to the Lord. And so he didn't hesitate. He immediately took Mary, his wife, into his home. He acted. He did. Then when the angel appeared to him in a dream at night, after the joy of seeing the shepherds come and adore his son in Bethlehem, after the joy of having the Magi come from a distance, after the joy of hearing the angel singing, after the joy of just being with Jesus, in the middle of the night, the angel awakens him and says, "Joseph, take Mary and Jesus and flee, because Herod seeks to kill the boy." And again, Joseph didn't say, "What? No, say it isn't so. Can't God stop this? Why doesn't God stop Herod? Should I take up arms? I'm supposed to protect this guy. I'm a fighter, not a fleer." No. As soon as he awakens, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord commanded, even though it would require his leaving his livelihood behind, even though it would require leaving his country behind, even though doing as the angel of the Lord commanded required persecution, required exile, required all types of other hardship, Joseph just simply did his obedience incarnate. And then again the angel of the Lord appeared to Egypt after Herod the Great had died and said, "Joseph, take Mary, your wife, and Jesus in return." And Joseph did again. What do we learn from Joseph? Learn a few lessons. To my young brothers and sisters on confirmation retreat today, the same angel who spoke to Mary, same angel who spoke to Saint Joseph, says to you, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid to take Mary into your home and into your life. Don't be afraid of Jesus. Don't be afraid of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of God's great plans for you. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit that worked in Mary to conceive Jesus wants to work in you. Don't fear this in the least. Just accept and do. And there you will find the real meaning of your life, the real meaning of why God made you, the real meaning of your vocation and mission in the world. We all need to let the Lord take away that fear. Second, we need to learn from Saint Joseph how to trust in the Lord's promises. Joseph needed to trust in order to respond with faith and obedience. Same thing, we, if we're ever going to be obedient, need to have that trust like we see in David, the trust like we see in Abraham, the trust which is so resplendent in the life of the Father of the Church. And then we see a man of action. Joseph wasn't a man of words. He didn't ask a lot of questions. He didn't say a lot. But his actions speak one of the greatest sermons in the history of the world about real love for the Lord and how many lessons Jesus learned from Joseph about how to work, about how to sanctify the day, about how even being a construction worker is part of the salvation of the world. And Jesus learned how to be a good construction worker through his foster father, Saint Joseph, as we see depicted in that beautiful stained glass window over there. Jesus was saving not just when he himself was hammered to wood, but Jesus was saving when he had a hammer in his hand and was hammering wooden pegs into beams. Today, as we come forward on St. Joseph's feast day, we ask him in a special way to do for us what he did for Jesus and Mary, to protect us in our faith, to intercede for us that we'd never be afraid, and to help us to respond to the message that the Lord gives us today the same way that he responded to the message coming from the lips of Gabriel, to do as the Lord commands us. May Saint Joseph help us likewise to become obedience incarnate, to take Mary into our home, and to center our entire life, our mission, and our vocation on Jesus. Praise be Jesus Christ.